What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, good morning, everybody. It's the slowest sports week of the year, but it has not felt like that as we anticipate the start of the second half for the Pittsburgh Pirates. What will the Bucks do with Paul Skeens? It seems like he's going to finish out the season. Derek Shelton said with Starkey and Zeiss that he would get a chance to face Aaron Judge again, and the Pirates don't play Aaron Judge in the Yankees until the final series of the year. So I don't know that we need to have a full-form discussion on what the Bucks are going to do with Paul Skeens. It seems like they're just going to let him pitch. Maybe a 6-man rotation, maybe skip a start here and there, but they're going to get him through the year. This is, I think, fascinating, though. The question I'm about to ask, and you can weigh in at 412-928-9370. You can tweet us at underscore Adam Crowley and at Score and Doran, also at Callis underscore 33. And you can text us 412-928-9370. How should the Pirates deploy Skeens to start this thing? Like, should he pitch against the Phillies? If he pitches against the Phillies, he will probably get to pitch against St. Louis, so you get him for 2 home games, which will be great for the organization, because you'll get 2 massive crowds. Also, the Phillies are the best team in baseball. Skeens would give you the best chance, obviously, to beat them. Or do you say, forget starting them twice at home, start them once at home against St. Louis, and then you'd be starting them in the next series against Arizona? I guess what I'm asking is, should it be more important for them to get good revenue? Is it more important to you, the listener, to have 2 opportunities at home to go see Skeens? Or does it make more sense for the Pirates to pitch Skeens against 2 teams that you're fighting for wild card supremacy against?
So if they pitch them twice, it would be what? How would it go? What, Saturday and Thursday, maybe? Something like that? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So you could pitch him in this. You can really pitch him whenever you want in this Philly series. He pitched one inning like the last 10 days or something.
And it hasn't come out who's going to be pitching tomorrow.
No, I thought Shelton might announced that with Starkey and Zeiss, and he did not. And then Noah Hyles said he doesn't know, and none of the beat writers seem to have an idea yet of what their plan is.
I think the best plan, if we're looking to, kill 2 birds with 1 stone, that saying, is to pitch him twice. If you can pitch him tomorrow and then pitch him against the Cardinals, I think that's your best bet. But if that is not on the table, this is a lot tougher than I think people realize, but I probably would pitch him against the Phillies on Sunday, because you want to make your bang for your buck for your revenue, and this is a huge revenue spike, having one of the best teams in Major League Baseball come to Pittsburgh, and it being Philadelphia. The whole Yinzerpalooza, as you said earlier, and it's going to be nice this weekend. So I think that you could get your bang for your buck if you pitch Skeens against a really, really, really good lineup and a really good baseball team, and a team that's, that's across the state.
Mm-hmm.
And then figure it out. And then you're going to have Mitch Keller during the St. Louis series. So you can kind of figure it out, patchwork that. But, yeah, I'm going for it now. I'm continuing the momentum, honestly.
Give him too much time off.
The momentum for Skeens, but obviously the momentum of the hype, too. Like, everybody was so hyped up to see him in the All-Star Game 1. Boom, check. 2, it's like, okay, is he going to start? Check. 3, is he going to get Aaron Judge? Check. Wasn't as great as people probably wanted it to be, but he still got to Aaron Judge. You still got to see him throw against Aaron Judge. I'm continuing all that momentum heading into this series after the All-Star break against one of the best teams in Major League Baseball, and that being the Phillies.
I want to see that. I want Skeens against Trey Turner. Uh-huh. I want Skeens against Bryce Harper. Boom. That wonderful lineup. Schwarber. Boehm is a dork, by the way.
Yeah, I don't like him at all.
I saw you tweet that. I meant to bring that up to you. He has the personality of a flea.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know. He rubbed me the wrong way twice.
Because then they had him mic'd up, and he seemed like he was taxed by the whole deal.
He didn't want to be there. He's like, I'm paraphrasing. I don't know the actual quote, but he said something like, yeah, all of our other buddies are on the beach right now or something. I'm like, then go on the beach.
You're
an All-Star game. Yeah. Shut up.
Turn it down, dork.
Yeah, shut up.
But he's good, and that lineup is good. And from a pure spectacle standpoint, with packed stands and a lot of Phillies fans up in that building, to have him on the mound with a chance to mow those guys down is something that I think would be the talk of the baseball world. Mm-hmm. But I don't want my selfishness, because I'll be at the game on Sunday, to get in the way of what I think is the better idea. And I think the better idea would be pitch him game one against St. Louis and then find him at some point at the end of that Arizona series. Mm-hmm. Just because of those teams in the wild card race. Yes. If you take 2 out of 3 against St. Louis, you're going to gain a game on them in the standings. And the Pirates are just slightly behind St. Louis 2 games back. They're just slightly behind Arizona. If you could find a way to take 2 out of 3 in each of those series, that's going to be a big, big deal.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to see. But I don't think it's one of these hills I want to die on. Like, if someone calls up and goes, I really want to see him on Sunday, or like you're saying, keep that momentum going. I'm not going to go, that's so dumb. You got to get him against Arizona. You got to get him against St. Louis. No, I don't think there's a wrong answer here. And I think that's the only game, just as I perused the internet this morning between feminine screams, that's the only game on Sunday that they haven't basically sold out in this Philly series. Tomorrow night, if you want to buy tickets, this is crazy. So I went MLB.com first, and it said limited singles available. Mm. So if you want to go MLB.com, you want to go through the Pirates to buy tickets, you're going to be sitting alone, and it doesn't seem like there's very many seats available. Same thing for Saturday. So then I went and looked on the secondary market. I went to all the different sites. Cheapest get-in price on the secondary market on Friday and Saturday is $100.
Really?
And it was like $96. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a hot damn ticket.
Wow.
It does not really take much for this town to fall in love with the team, man.
Mm-hmm.
And so I understand what you're saying from a momentum standpoint. I really do. This town's ready to pop.
Yeah.
It's ready to explode. We'll get into the All-Star Game ratings a little bit later on in the hour, because I don't think people will be surprised to know that Pittsburgh came out watching their guy, Paul Skeens, and watching their Brian Reynolds. So we'll get to that. But this just, again, man, underscores why they got to go for it in some form or fashion here, because they're at 500. They're at 500. When the Bucks were taking on St. Louis earlier on in the year, in the series where the final game, Shelton threw that terrible lineup out there.
Yep.
St. Louis was floating around 500, and that's a great baseball town. There was a whole bunch of empty seats.
Yes, there was.
If the Yankees are at 500, there's a bunch of empty seats.
Yeah. They're saying the season's over.
Yes.
Done.
When the Red Sox are around 500, and Fenway, it rocks when they're good, and it used to rock for like 10 straight years of sellouts, when they've been not so good, there's empty seats. The Pirates are sitting here at 500, not in a playoff spot, 6.5 back of the division, and you got to pay $100 to get in on Friday and Saturday. And if and when Paul Skeens is announced as the Sunday starter, same gonna deal.
Yep,
it's gonna be $96 to get in, maybe more than that because of Skeens. I understand what John Parado wrote, that maybe the front office doesn't feel like they have the financial backing of ownership to go out there and spend money and get a massive name. But if you got one, wouldn't it wind up paying for itself?
Mm-hmm.
Like, imagine August if they're a game out.
Yeah.
September if they're in this thing. So to me, you go out and you get a Luis Robert, and you take on the $20 million or whatever, or you go get a Jazz Chisholm or whomever, that place is going to be packed to the gills.
Yep.
So from a financial standpoint, okay, we don't want to spend $20 million on a big time player. You're gonna pack that ballpark for two straight months.
Yeah, it'll pay for itself. Like
yes,
said. Yes, it would. It absolutely would.
I just don't know why you wouldn't do it. I don't know why. I can't think of a good reason. Maybe they don't really believe in their heart of hearts that this is the year. Okay. But you get a guy under team control, and then you can pack the ballpark next summer, too.
I just have a feeling that they are relying and hoping on in-house improving. And I think that that's what they'll go with. We trust our guys. We trust the guys that are here. The guys that are here are the ones that are going to push us to where we want to go. So I think that they, if there is an excuse to be made, if they don't make a significant move, that'll be the excuse. We expect our guys to perform better than we have here. And if you look back and say, now, when is the trade deadline again? When is it?
It's the 30th, I want to say.
If you look back and say they kind of stay afloat this next like week, Cabrian Hayes, we called him out a bunch of times. He has played better. If he stays afloat, it's like, oh, well, look, we saw improvement of our own guys, and that's what we need if they stay afloat, and that'll be their excuse.
Yeah, Jack Sawinski, you hit 26 homers last year. We're expecting you to turn it around. Michael A. Taylor, you hit 21 homers last year. We're expecting you to turn it around. O'Neill Cruz, we're expecting you to be more consistent here over the course of the second half of the season. I could see that, man, where they think, because they've said so much, most of the improvement is going to come from within. I could see them really believing those guys in some form or fashion are going to improve, and then you add like a Taylor Ward,
right,
and not even a guy like Brent Rooker, who I think is one of the more attractive names out there, even though he's not necessarily a household name. Whenever you're talking about a guy who hit 30 last year and 21 this year, he's going to be highly sought after. They're going to make an incremental improvement or two, and then it's going to be incumbent upon the guys like Ke'Bryan Hayes.
Right.
I heard a really good story, actually, about John Nunnally, the guy, for the listeners out there, that wound up getting let go from the Pirates organization, who really helped Ke'Bryan Hayes, by Ke'Bryan Hayes' own admission, find his swing last year. So I have a family friend who was trying out for a baseball team. Didn't make it. Super talented. Goes down to a local batting cage and is basically working their hands raw in the cage and getting really frustrated. And up from above, someone was watching him hit. And this young man was there with his mother. And his mother was getting frustrated, and she walks up and sees the guy standing there on top of the hill watching down at the batting cage. And she's like, "You seem like you know what you're watching. Are you a coach or something?" He said, "Yeah." She said, "Can you help my son? He's talented. He's working his tail off. He just needs a little bit of help." Dude goes down, 45 minutes, one-on-one batting lesson, and it was Nunnally.
Really?
Didn't tell him who he was until the very end.
Wow.
Gave 45 minutes. He was there to like help coaches or something. And just spent all that time with him. I thought that was awesome. A super nice story.
That's awesome. I wonder how the kid's doing now. Probably a lot better.
This was just like last week. I would imagine.
Probably a lot better already.
Yeah, but his back probably hurts. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
You work with Nunnally, then your back hurts. Right, Key? That probably wasn't fair.
No.
I just thought that was nice. I wanted to pass
That's
it along.
Awesome.
Because that guy got a raw deal. He absolutely got a raw deal. And so when people are good, decent people, I feel like we got to mention that.
No doubt. Love it.
I love it. 412-928-9370. People texting in, making fun of my scream. And then we've got this. I hope you guys are proud of yourselves. Here's a text at 412-928-9370. The text line brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Scaring someone can cause a heart attack. Mornings are most common time for heart attacks. Scaring Crowley in the morning could kill him, and it's not funny. Thank you.
Why are we proud of it? We didn't scare you.
He egged it on.
We didn't.
I did not.
You
did
said
not.
You were going to orchestrate something, and then you got Bubba. You radicalized Bubba. You radicalized Bubba, and he comes in here,
so
and he's trying
Kallus,
to kill me.
Now it's Kallus.
Now
is
it's
your
my
fault.
Right. Yeah.
Of course.
Now Kallus is in a bad
first,
mood again.
First it was, you didn't orchestrate that during the early, you know, during the pre-show. Now it's Kallus orchestrated that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just don't cross me. I think that's a good, safe boundary for you.
Oh, don't cross you.
Just
or
don't
what?
Mess with me. That's all.
Don't mess with you. What? You're going to have me killed?
See, now you're afraid. Look, you put that in your own head.
It's really nothing to joke about, actually. Don't be a statistic. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. We'll continue the Paul Skeens conversation when we come back. Something that came up with Whaley actually yesterday that I want to get people's opinion on. And it's this. I'll just throw it out because you can give us a call at 412-928-9370. The Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Would you rather the Pirates pay Skeens an average of $20 million a year over the next 8 years, or just hold on to Skeens for 5 years and take that $20 million and roll it into the payroll and surround him with talent? 412-928-9370.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. Give us a ring. 412-928-9370. You can always reach out on Twitter. Brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We got golf in the morning.
Yes, we do.
Live from Royal Troon, it's the Open Championship. Do you call it the Open Championship or the British Open?
Open Championship.
I like to call it the British Open because it seems to irk the Brits.
Yes.
They don't like that. We invented golf. Don't you call it?
When did it switch? Did it switch recently?
I think it's just always been, I might be dead wrong on it. I thought it was just always the Open, but some of us Yanks call it the British Open.
Okay, well, that's Pat Bostick. He's our astute golfing extraordinaire.
Mm-hmm. So who's in the lead right now? It was Justin Rose.
Norin.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
I was hoping, I saw the leaderboard switch just before I was going to do the read. I didn't know his name, and I was hoping you had the first name.
Mm-hmm.
So Norin is, he's already finished. He shot a 69 in the first round. Nice. So,
well, they're all tied.
Yeah, Rose, they're all
Thomas,
tied.
Henley.
Justin Thomas, Justin Rose, and Henley all tied at 2 under. And this update from Royal Troon is brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. If you're not being fit outdoors, you're not getting fit. Okay, so here's the question. Taking it back to the Pirates. Would you rather the Buccos give Paul Skeens that 8-year, $165 million contract that I've been throwing out there for a couple of days, or just have Skeens for 5 years, have him go through the arbitration process, and take whatever money he turns down in this hypothetical world and fold it into the ball club and give yourself, in theory, a better chance to win? 412-928-9370. What do you think?
I think it to be realistic. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday, then Doug came in and threw out the theory. His agent is not going to go for that. And he's probably not going to go for that, even though he probably wants to. He's 22 years old. I mean, you know, what? You said $20 million a year?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that is, you know,
hard to say no to.
It's hard to say no to, but, you know, his agent's going to be like, listen, this guy, Shohei Ohtani's making $700 million. By time that Paul Skeens is up for a new contract, he'll be making around there or maybe even more, like, to be honest. And the way that everything tracks and everything just, you know, inflates, like, he'll be making around there. We're going to wait and get the appropriate contract for our guy. So in the Pirates' minds, you got to be smart and understand that. Maybe I throw that out there just in case that there's some bites in the water. But knowing that it's not going to happen, I absolutely would use that money and surround him in this 6-year window with the best players possible to try to go for it right now. I think that's more important because you have him. Like, you have him. You know, and it's not like you only have him for 3 years.
Right.
You have him for 6 years. So I'm using that money and I'm trying to surround him with the best players possible. Knowing where we're at right now and we're somewhat close, if we do add and put some quality players around the diamond, we will have a legit chance moving forward with Paul Skeens.
I mean, that's a great argument right there, Doran, because here they are sitting at 48 and 48, and they've got Michael A. Taylor and Jack Sawinski in the lineup a lot, and they had a ton of Henry Davis earlier in the year, and Key Brian Hayes has not hit, and they've only had a month and a half of good first base play all year long from Rowdy Tellez. They're close to being very, very good. And all it would take is pushing those chips into the middle of the table. So I understand what you're saying.
So Mitch Keller's 8 years?
Five for 77.
So by the time Skeens is up, Mitch Keller will be up too. I need to have somebody that I need for the future. I may throw a little bit something at Jared Jones so I know that I have somebody for outside of that 5 to 6 year window.
Mm-hmm.
Because the likelihood of you paying Skeens is very, very small because he's just going to command so much money. But I need somebody for the future. You figure, what, 5 years, 6 years? You know, Jones will be maybe 30.
You know what? Cincinnati signed Hunter Green to a 6 year, $53 million contract. I think you would present something like that to Jones.
Yeah.
If you wanted to keep Jones around, that's
right.
Probably what it would look like.
Right.
Where you could buy out the arbitration, buy out a little bit of free agency. That makes sense to me, too. I just hate the idea of Skeens having a 15-year Major League Baseball career and only a third of it being in Pittsburgh.
Well, make the most of it, then.
You know?
If they go and they even make an appearance in a World Series or say they win one, then you got it. You're mm-hmm. good. It doesn't matter.
I do wonder, and here's the sad reality. They could do both.
They could.
But they won't do right. both, right?
Right?
But so if it had to be one or the other, if you win a World Series with Paul Skeens because you have taken the money that you had earmarked to see if he would sign a contract and you spread that wealth among other players and build up your roster, if he did win a World Series here, it would step on my argument a little bit because I'm always afraid that a guy that good gets remembered as the Yankee, the Dodger, the Cardinal, or
right.
God, the Cup. Oh, can you imagine? Oh, God, that makes my skin crawl if he were to go to someplace in the division. But if he would win a World Series here, that's never forgotten.
No.
That's never forgotten.
No.
And you can make the argument kind of like the quarterback deal in the NFL. Or your best chance to win is on a rookie contract, and then whenever you pay a guy $40, $50, $60 million, it's a lot harder to field a winner around him.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how I would look at it right now, and that's probably exactly what Doug was looking at. I mean, it's kind of relative whenever it comes to that. So, I mean, you have your rookie quarterback, your 1-1 pick quarterback, who is a phenom. I mean, look what – when we brought this up, and yesterday something – I think Adam Schefter tweeted – CJ Stroud was the first rookie to make it to the playoffs or do something since like 1950, one of like eight or something. And we were talking about CJ Stroud in the football realm of being Paul Skeens-esque-ish. So that's what they're doing. That's what the Texans did. They're like, look, we got this rookie phenom. Let's surround him with some talent. They get Stephon Diggs. They get some other players. They get, bolster their line. They get a running back. Like, that's kind of the lay of the land if you want to win and you know that your window's now and you have to make best on your young player that is not getting paid anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just – it's every sport, I feel like.
It is. The best way to have your cake and eat it too here would be to give Skeens a contract but backload it. So where the first few years he's making $5 million.
Right.
$10 million,
right.
$15 million, and then at the end, the final 3 years where you bought out that free agency, in my hypothetical, now he's $45, $50 million.
Maybe he takes the Otani approach, though.
Which would be wonderful.
I mean, he's kind of built like that. Like, he wants to play baseball. He wants to win. I don't think money is the whole root of him being a professional athlete. I really don't think so. I think he's like, money will come. I just want to win. Maybe he's like, yeah, I'll take $2 million a year for 10 years and then backload it and get the, hundreds of millions after that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it past a guy like him.
I want to put a pin in that and come back to that in the next segment because that's something that Jeff kind of was alluding to the other day when we had him on Hathorn. And I think there's room for discussion there. Like, everyone seems to say, because when I put this stuff on Twitter, oh, he wants $400 million. He wants $500 million. He wants $700 million. I don't know what the guy wants. Maybe he doesn't.
Right.
We'll get into that a little bit when we come back. Also, the ratings are out for Major League Baseball's All-Star Game. And I don't think people around here are going to be surprised to hear just how many folks watched it in Pittsburgh and how many folks watched it countrywide. We'll get into that. It is 6:31. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. Pat Bostic going to join us from 7 o'clock until 9. And perfect day for Pat, as it was announced yesterday that Pitt has extended Jeff Capel's contract through the 2030 season. 2029-2030 season. So here's the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll. It's brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. What heights can Pitt basketball realistically reach in the next 6 years under Jeff Capel? You can go on Twitter and you can vote on that Twitter poll. And we'll get into that full form with Jeffrey Hathorn at 7:35 and then with Pat Bostic at 7 o'clock. Hathorn spoke with Capel yesterday in the evening show. And what really struck me, Dorn, before we get back into the baseball here, is it sounded like Jeff Capel was really legitimately, sincerely grateful that Pitt, Heather Like, the board, the chancellor, everyone involved was patient with him when things weren't going so hot. And now that they've put their faith back into him, he sounded actually legitimately grateful. And it was kind of powerful listening to him talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it is nice to be rewarded. And I know that, you know, their goals haven't been reached and Jeff Capel's goals haven't been reached. And last year was disappointing in a way because he didn't make the tournament. But the things that he has done and turned this program back around from where it was, like, that's a lot of hard work. And, I mean, he went through transfers and then, you know, NIL landscape. And then now to seeing a lottery pick and to have a guy like Blake Hinton is probably going to make a team. And then next year might have another lottery pick. And Jalen, like, he has done a fantastic job. And it's nice to see him get rewarded, even though that he would sit here and admit that the job is just starting. Like, they still have more that they want to accomplish. They haven't accomplished enough yet.
It feels like he's dug in his heels now.
Yes.
Like, finally, the program is stable and in a good place, and now you just build from there.
Right.
And even as a guy that, I mean, I watch every single Pitt game, but I'm not emotionally invested, so I feel like I can kind of remove myself from that standpoint. I don't know that you could even have a topic like, is it worth it? Like, of course it is.
Yes.
Of course
there's
it
no,
is.
I didn't even blink an eye.
No. And I saw one of our friends, Carlos Zofko, was like, really? What have I missed? Mm. I don't know what you missed, man. Like, if you just take it on its totality and you're doing a flyby and you are a college basketball fan, and you go, oh, Capel's gone to one tournament in 6 years and you don't do any research, I guess I could see you going, huh. But where this thing descended to with Kevin Stallings never should have happened. He could not have done a worse job. And then to dig out of that, as you mentioned, when the entire college landscape is changing, you needed to be patient with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And last year's team, I thought, could have advanced farther than the prior team in the NCAA tournament if they had been fortunate enough to make it. And reasonable arguments can be made that they should have made the tournament. I don't know how you can look at this as a program doing anything other than steeply inclining.
Oh, yeah. It's easier to just build whenever you become a coach. It's easier to have just a platform or foundation and then just build on top of that. That's hard to do. I get that. But it's easier than to fix, tear down, and then rebuild.
Starting from total scratch.
I mean, you had to fix first. And then tear it down, and then rebuild it.
Yeah,
that's a very tough job, and he's in the phase of getting that house built. So I give him a lot of credit. And to me, there's no freaking question that it's well deserved.
Yes,
there's no question.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. From 16-17 with Kevin Stallings to 8-24 with Kevin Stallings for a decorated basketball program. And that is hard to get out from under. In today's world, where everything's snapshots,
mm-hmm.
everything's in the moment,
mm-hmm.
I say it all the time, losing begets losing in today's college sports landscape, football, basketball, otherwise, and winning begets winning. Now, Capel has won 46 games, excuse me, over the last 2 years, and I'm not saying that it should be easy from this standpoint, but to what you were saying, it's a lot easier now to go into your household and sell the Pitt program than when you're coming off of Stallings. Mm-hmm. And, oh, what did you guys do last year? Oh, we were 8-24. Mm-hmm. And then he goes 14-19. He improved his first two seasons. You throw out COVID, right? I mean, 10-12 in the who gives a you throw that one out. But he was improving steadily. And then, boy, did they take off in 22-23.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have faith whenever, you know, your players believe in you, too. Like Blake Henson, he could have transferred. He could have tested the waters in the NBA last year, but he chose to come back. And, like, that is a selling point as well in so many areas. And also, Bub Carrington. I mean, it wasn't – I know this for a fact. Like, Bub Carrington got his evaluation from the NBA – and got a first-round evaluation. If it wasn't a first-round evaluation, he was coming back to Pitt.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't going to Duke. He wasn't going to North Carolina. He was coming back to Pitt. And that says a lot about the coach and what he has built there. And that is another selling point for other recruits and for getting extensions as well.
He was always known as a big-time recruiter. Blake Griffin goes to the Elite Eight with Oklahoma.
Yep.
And he proved that. I mean, you get Jalen Lowe, you get Carrington. Who's the guy they kicked off the team? I mean, he was a hell of a recruit. I just saw he landed somewhere just like a week ago. No. I forget his name. The one who was getting in all the trouble off the court, and they just he never really played, and they just said, all right, we don't need you in the program. But he was a big-time recruit. I wish his name didn't escape me. But he got that guy, and he did that. He got these guys. He got great transfers. Like you mentioned, Sabandi. Great fits, which is hard, but good people, and he was able to sell them on a program that really didn't exist.
Hey, right.
That tells you how damn good of a recruiter the guy is when you want to come play for me. Well, what have you accomplished? Well, nothing yet, but I want you to be a part of the next time we do.
Yes.
And they did, and they bought in. And your point about Carrington, I think, is a good one. Capel's guys love him.
Yeah.
They love him. So a good job by Pitt to lock him up through 2030. And we'll talk to Bosty more about that at 7 o'clock. We just kind of dove headfirst into it a little bit there. That's okay. We'll get back to the baseball coming up in the next segment. What does Paul Skeens really want? he needs $400 million. He needs $600 million. He needs $700 million. How do we know that? Plus, the MLB All-Star Game ratings are out in Pittsburgh. You deserve a round of applause. We'll tell you why when we return. I got startled this morning by Bubba from 100.7 Star. It sounded like this. And Callis has now shown us the video he put together that he's going to put up on social media, and it might be Callis' finest work.
It's up.
Check it out on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan. 50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Pat Bostic going to join us from 7 o'clock until 9. We have a Jeff Capel contract extension to talk about. So much to get into with Bostic, including the Steelers now being the betting favorite at plus 400 for Brandon Ayuk. But back to baseball here for a second. All-star ratings are out. Up 6% year over year, and the number one city in terms of rating, no surprise here, Pittsburgh with a 9.9. Philadelphia in second. So a fairly sizable gap here. Pittsburgh 9.9, Philly 8.6. And then if you go down through the top five, Baltimore was fifth with a 7-3. So people here, man, were majorly geeked up to watch Paul Skeens.
Yeah.
And that's not surprising, but this really is a great sports town, but it's a great baseball town. And this is just the beginning. We're 11 starts in. They're only at 500. You're going to have this guy for a minimum, you would think, of 5 years. I wonder where the crescendo winds up. I wonder if this, and I'm hoping this, five-year period can dwarf 13, 14, and 15, and we can have better memories of this time even than the great memories we had of that three-year run.
I would say so, because with any usually star player in sports, like it does, the winning has to follow. And not championships, I'm not talking about, like, winning. Like, I know Dan Marino never made it or never won a Super Bowl, but he's made it to a Super Bowl.
First
year, right? Like, usually that does follow. And watching Paul Skeens, he's done everything right so far, and it's just been such a sample size of him. Once he gets better, he's just getting his feet wet. Once he gets better in a year from now, like, that should follow. So I think where we end up is them going pretty far. And us being very, very excited and absolutely not forgetting about you know, the last appearance, but in the rearview mirror, that's where that's at. And now we're looking ahead like, I can't believe this guy has accomplished all these things individually and now has helped lead this team to at least being competitive and playoff competitive.
Yeah, give me a series win.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't think the bar is that high in that respect.
Right. I just wanted to clear 13, 14, and 15.
Exactly.
Accomplish more. And maybe that sounds like loser stuff.
Not for here.
Not for the Pirates, though. And that's the thing. And people kill us for that on the text line. And I've seen a lot of that before. Like, you grade the Pirates on a curve. Yeah, I kind of do. Because my favorite thing that has ever happened in my sports fandom's history is them winning one game to get to a series. So can we find a way to achieve more than that? It's absolutely realistic. So in the early 90s, the way the baseball was structured, they didn't win a series. They haven't won a series since they won the World Series in 1979. So I don't think it's loser stuff at all. I think it's just, can we accomplish something that a lot of our generation and the people who like our show and are making it so popular have not ever seen that? So can we get there? Can you make the requisite additions to get there? I'm not asking for much. And I still do think, I said this the other day, I think that the best chance for them to win a World Series in our lifetime is now when they've got Paul Skenes. Yes. But I'm not asking. I don't think we're asking for much. Just find a way to get in and win a series and capture our hearts and minds and imagination. Can you imagine this place, man, in an NLCS? The roof would come. People, Philly's such a tough place to play. You come up in here in an NLCS with, like, the Braves coming to town.
Right.
Oh!
And it just leads into the following year. Because, like, I mean, whenever your mind, you get to a point where it's like, okay, this is legit, and you don't see anything being different, probably just getting better if you kind of have the taste for it and taste of it already. The following year, the excitement from whatever would happen in a playoff series, if they lose, the following year would just be just as exciting ramping up to that year. So you're kind of getting two back-to-back.
Yes.
If you actually make it and become competitive like that.
If they made it this year, to your point, the hype train going into next year. Oh, buddy.
Think about it.
And Zangrilli said this the other day, and he backed it up with data. It wasn't just, hey, here's what happened. No, he backed it up with data. When their attendance has been high, the payroll has gone up. And so let's say they make a playoff run this year or make a run to the playoffs and you're packing the ballpark every night. And maybe they make the playoffs and you get a series and you pack the ballpark for your series. Well, next year that payroll should absolutely go up. And so the hype train picks up. The team should only get better. And you said something not that long ago in this segment, like Skenes probably is going to get better too.
Yeah.
That is sick.
Quick question. Wouldn't the payroll go up for next year as you've already had the Dodgers and then you're going to have this Philly series and you have Paul Skenes and you're going to have the Yankees at the end of the year? What you're saying?
So the Pirates, I just saw this the other day. They're up like 60,000 people in attendance this time this year to this time last year.
Yeah.
And we've only seen Skenes for 2 months.
Right.
And they've only reached 500 now for the first time since late April. If you're around it in August, because it does take people here a little bit longer to get sold on it because we've lived as Pirates fans. Mm-hmm. But once you're legitimately in it in August, that place is going to be 30,000 people every night.
Right.
If you're a game, two games out, heaven help us, if they're in a playoff spot in August, that it's going to be a really tough ticket to get. And then, payroll should absolutely follow. And if not, we riot. We absolutely riot.
Yes.
We lose our minds.
Yes.
Coming up next, Pat Bostick going to join us. We'll start him off with Jeff Capel getting a contract extension. His thoughts on all that. First, though, Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.